Forever.
I know. It just the wheels were spinning.
What is going on with our lives? Hi, everybody.
Good morning. Happy, 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 happy Monday. Mm. You know what? Speaking of happy Monday, I think we should start out with a husky because
oh, really,
my because it will wake everybody up for sure.
Really? I'm only semi awake right now.
Because remember, you guys, remember the huskies that the twin huskies that just scream and yell. And then there's the golden retriever who is also in the family who just is so long suffering.
Yes.
So they're back. So, and this one is for a song. It's the Piano Man song. Are you ready?
I'm ready for this jelly.
Where did it go? Hang on.
You're playing some other bull crap on TikTok.
Here we go.
By Billy Joel on Amazon Music.
Here we go. Oh, God.
I'm already laughing.
The golden retriever's like. And then the golden retriever.
I just cannot with
that. That's the best thing ever. That's basically, I am the golden retriever. I am the golden retriever.
I just, so like, imagine being in that house and like just trying to listen to any song ever.
I mean, especially Adam Levine. Ooh, 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 ooh.
I just, it has to be so impossible. Oh my God.
Oh my God. And that golden retriever, I would be like, I feel you, man. I feel you.
That's just the greatest thing
God.
Ever.
Okay. Can we just, okay, we got to talk about my pillow for a second.
Yes.
We got to talk about Kira, one of our favorite people. Kira. Yes. If you're out there, Kira.
If you didn't know this, My Pillow has not just pillows, not just amazing towels and sheets, which you can buy one, get one free on sets of sheets and towels right now using code CHICKS or just CHICKS. They also have so many other things like the dog beds and the pillow and the mattress toppers and everything. So then it turns out they also have pajamas, which are super soft and scrumptious.
Oh my God, they look amazing. So we're going to give you, this is what I get like text messages from Kira all the time. She sends me the greatest text messages. Like when she goes to Bucky, she'll send me pictures. I get this the other day.
So when I got home today, there was a big box for My Pillow waiting for me. And in it were these excellent My Pillow pajamas.
She said that to me and I was like, oh my God, we have to play that. And that exact color too.
I love that.
I know, they're very, very nice.
They look soft.
They look scrumptious.
So call them 800-875-0513 or you can go to mypillow.com and just make sure to use code CHICKS on all the things. And you're not going to be sorry. You're going to have dancing around PJs like that, or you're going to have amazing towels or amazing sheets or amazing pillows or amazing dog beds or amazing all the things because they're amazing.
Yeah. So they said they had trouble using the code. If you had trouble using the code, try calling them.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any trouble with the code. We haven't heard that there's been any changes with the code.
Mm-mm. You're the first person that I've heard of that's had trouble with the code. So if you had trouble, try calling them.
Yeah, 800-875-0513. Right. I hear they're very, very nice on the phone.
And it may be that you're just not saying it in the way that we do, and that is CHICKS.
But of course, when you write it, just put CHICKS.
Right. Maybe that's why you're having trouble.
Are you trying to put too many I's?
You may be using too many I's.
Is that what's happening?
Right.
Okay, so apparently the Golden Globes were last night, and that was a thing that was sort of done virtually, but then not really. Like some people were there and some people weren't somehow.
That's weird. because of COVID.
Yeah, and so I don't exactly understand how it happened or how it went. But I did look at the dresses because, you know, and people still dressed up. Like there were people in their homes dressed up in their...
Wouldn't you? I mean, if I were up for a Golden Globe, I would totally bust out the dress and the jewels and like really? Get all makeupified. Oh, totally. I would not accept it in sweats. I'd totally get dressed up. Because, all I mean, right. that's what it's all about. I miss getting dressed up.
Really?
I miss it. Yeah.
I don't really miss it.
Yeah, I miss it. I you know what else I miss? Going into an office. I miss it.
I don't miss that because I still do it.
I know, but so that's the thing. Like, I kind of miss, you know why? I only miss the morning drive. I don't really miss being in an office. I miss going, like, driving. You know why? Because that time in the morning when I drove, like, 45 minutes, I would listen to the radio, and that was sort of, like, my time, is to, like, you know, jam out to, like, you know, Prince and stuff.
See, the drive is my least favorite part. I don't
really.
I wish I could just be somehow magically transported from home to the office without having to deal with the drive. I don't like the drive.
A lot of people hate that. I know.
I'm trying to find you some dresses, but I can't find them right now. All I remember specifically about the dresses is that Gal Gadot wore a really itty bitty, like a very flouncy dress that was so mini that it was like crotch high. And she's got legs for days.
Right.
So, but that's really all I remember from the dresses. There wasn't anything so spectacular to me that I was like, oh my God, you have to see this.
Yeah.
Gal
Gadot is basically like a perfect human specimen. It's not really fair.
She is pretty remarkable looking.
She's kind of gorgeous. Yeah. It's really ridiculous. How
I did see that. Cause she's married. She's been married to some guy for like 12 years and he was obviously with her. And then there was a picture of them that the Daily Mail described as, you know, here's Gal Gadot and her husband who's wearing a tuxedo with facial hair. And it was so poorly written. Right. It's
like
a tuxedo with facial hair.
Oh my God.
I mean, the guy has facial hair.
But not the tuxedo.
But the tuxedo itself, not so much.
This is where journalists did not learn how to write. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just, why are you saying it like that? Yeah. That's not right.
The tuxedo doesn't have that. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk CPAC because that happened. That's over now.
Yeah.
And Trump, you know, he was the keynote closer. There was no dance, which I was very, very disappointed by.
She was won the YMCA
I was waiting
dance.
For this.
The dad, like the white man's overbite.
Yeah. And they played the song, like right after he was done, they played the song. And
the
I was
YMCA.
Yeah. And I was expecting him to do the thing and he
just
never
like
did.
All shoulders and the dance. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry to say that was my biggest takeaway, but it was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the big takeaway, right, is that he's not going to start a third party because I think a lot of people were expecting him to start a third party and he's not going to do it.
He was very clear about that.
I got to say, I'm a little bit relieved by that because, you know, there is a third party. It's called Libertarians and they don't win.
Yeah. And it would have just been more confusing for people. It would have been more divisive for conservatives, I think.
Right.
And it just would have been bad. So there's a lot of talk about the fact that he said a few different times. Well, I mean, it was first really cute how he came onto the stage and was like, do you guys miss me yet? Which I thought was adorable.
Yeah.
And then a few different times he referenced the fact that he could be the 2024 nominee. He talked about winning for a third time, which was a nice little dig.
Right.
He talked about Melania being the future first lady. he said a couple of different times that it was certainly not off the table.
Yeah.
He didn't come right out and say, I am running, but he didn't not say that. So a lot of people are talking about that. Some people are saying it's probably good that he left that door open because it prevents any of the other potential nominees from talking badly about him. So
right.
they know he repositioned himself as the top of the Republican Party. And so people have to fall in line, right?
Yeah.
If they want
However,
his support.
However, it is interesting to see who did well in the polls, right?
In the straw poll?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting to see that, you know, we've got the DeSantis thing and then the Noam thing going on, which is exactly who we want to be the 2024 ticket. So, I mean, it's interesting. It's just interesting.
It is, but like for them, I wonder how helpful is it for DeSantis that Trump is still teasing a potential run?
I hear.
You know what I mean?
I totally hear you. I do. I hear you. But you don't know what's going to happen in a year or two.
Yeah. And it's a long time away. It's a long time away.
It is a very long time away. I mean, 3 years is an eternity in politics. So mm-hmm. you don't know what's going
to
happen.
I personally would love for Trump to, like, 2 years from now, say, I don't really want this job again, but I'll tell you who I do want. And then I would love for him to support DeSantis and Noam and whoever else, mm-hmm. because then that would speak volumes. I think, my God. For the party.
It would be amazing. It would be absolutely amazing. Like it would be a shoo-in. Mm-hmm. It would be unbelievable because he's got so much of the,
he has so much of the base. So much of that. So right there. And did you hear that all these people were trying, like everybody was trying to, I could not believe when this went around Twitter yesterday that there were people on the left who were saying that the CPAC stage represented a Nazi symbol, the layout of the stage.
My God.
So then everybody was like writing the Hyatt going, how dare you support these Nazis? This is so, I can't believe that you would support. And good for the Hyatt for coming out and saying, you know what? We're an inclusive hotel. We have conventions for all different swaths and stripes of people. And we're going to continue to do that.
Enough with the Nazi crap. I'm so tired of it. Enough with this garbage. And by the way, you're the party of cancel culture.
Yeah.
We're not.
And here, exhibit A is you trying to cancel the Hyatt for simply hosting a convention, which did really, really well for the city.
Exactly. I mean, and who did that? Who did that? I don't know. Let's see. Let's see who did. Oh, that's right. It's Nazis. Oh, God. That's right. So who did that? So shut up.
I know.
With the Nazi garbage. I get it's so tired nonsense. Of that. Oh, my God.
It was just absolute nonsense.
Hey, we're the chicks. We're coming at you and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. I think we talked about in our, where did we talk about it? When did we do the video? Oh, was it because Ted Cruz had his Howard Dean moment.
You guys? I think we did talk about that on Friday, didn't we?
Was it Friday? Because I couldn't remember.
No, we talked about it actually in our Saturday video. When we got together on Saturday, we talked about
Instagram?
It.
For Instagram?
Okay. We did.
Okay. Because I couldn't remember when we talked. Because I mean, guys, I love that people in our Facebook Insiders group, they'll post a photo of Ted Cruz and they'll be like, you're not looking at his face. You know you're not. And it just cracks me up.
Well, what was it that you said to me the other day where, and I was like, oh my God, you saw it? Like, what was it? You said something to me the other day and we just had this moment of like misunderstanding. And I thought that Mock saw something.
You thought I saw it.
Yeah. I was like, did he have a John Hamm moment? I'm like, did he have a moment where somebody like saw something through his khakis or what? Like, what's going on? And she's like,
because
I think I said
something like, oh my God, Ted Cruz, did you see it? And you were like, you saw it?
And
I was like, no, not that. Not that.
And I'm like, when did you see it? And why didn't you show me? Yeah. And she was like, no. So we had this giant misunderstanding the other day. And And she was like, no, the speech that he looked like, he was basically trying to channel William Wallace.
He did. All right.
Freedom.
Reamed it. And it was, you know, it wasn't my personal cup of tea, that speech. I know a lot of people loved it. They felt very fired up by it. And he screamed freedom at the end, at the top of his lungs. And there was this giant crescendo all the way to that moment. To me, it made me squirm a little bit. Like, I was a little uncomfortable. It was weird. Well, but I know a lot of people thought it was great.
It's the same people who love the Kimberly Guilfoyle speeches, right?
Yes.
Those are the same people.
The same people who love that. I am a person who I'm just like, oh God.
It's like, don't cry for me, Argentina.
Right. I mean, if you could just a little bit put the kibosh on that, just a little bit. It's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. So we were talking the other day about how if they asked us to, you know, host something like this, we'd come out, you know, Mock would probably have a cocktail in her hand. You know, I'd be like,
we would be absolutely fabulous. We would be the women from Absolutely Fabulous.
We totally would be. We would. And it would just be fun. And we would just be like, what's up, everybody? It would just be fun. Yeah, there would be a lot of fun.
We totally would.
This is why they never ask us to do anything.
Well, exactly. That's
why they never ask us, because we're way too much fun. Yeah.
But there were a lot of great moments. Oh my God, did you see Kristi Noem though?
She looked amazing.
Did you see her arms?
Her arms. I mean, it's like I have total arm. I will never have arms like that.
Oh my God.
Hard I work. I could seriously work out for 6 hours a day. I'm not even kidding. I could work out for 6 hours a day. Every day for the rest of my life, I will never have arms
never.
Like that. Ever.
She's genetically blessed. Stunning. Michelle Obama, step aside, please.
Take all the seats.
Right, because Kristi Noem wins the arm category.
Right. Kristi Noem will pick you up and put you in a seat. She'll pick all the men up in the room and put them in seats, okay?
She looked stunning.
Yeah, she's ridiculous. Like, she is a badass.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Total
she's
badass.
She's flawless in mm-hmm. every way. Wow. And her speech was great. She was fantastic. And she totally lit into Fauci, not even just in her speech, but, like, on some of the Sunday talk shows. Because Fauci tried to say after her Saturday speech, he was like, well, I mean, I'm sure it's really easy to get a standing ovation criticizing me. And he was like, but, you know, the results matter. And she clapped back at him and she was like, yeah, results matter. You told me on South Dakota's worst day, we would have 10,000 people in the hospital. And on our worst day, we had 600 people. So bite me, Fauci. Yeah. She didn't
you
say
little
that.
Man that
her.
Needs a lozenge. Get a lozenge. I'm not a doctor. Right. And do I get some sort of a prize for telling you that you need a freaking lozenge? Because you need one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she is not afraid of anything or anybody.
I know.
I love her.
She's awesome. This is why she needs to be on the ticket in 2024. She has to be.
She's
a badass. I mean, it's like there's no liberal woman that could ever even come close to being like her, as awesome mm-hmm. as her. Yeah. Take that, Kamala.
But, you know, it's interesting that if you go back to that straw poll and you think about Trump at the top, DeSantis in second, Kristi Noem in third, the messaging should be clear to every Republican governor. Yes, I'm talking to you, Eric Holcomb.
Everybody.
And to every other person considering making a run at the White House.
Right.
We want strength and we want right. people who care about freedom.
Right.
And if you're a conservative who's like Mr. Lockdown McGee, no, you don't have yeah. a prayer.
You might as well become a Democrat. GTFO.
Exactly.
GTFO.
That
we have
is
no
exactly
time.
Right.
We have no time for you.
No time. Guess what I saw on yesterday?
Tell me.
I was late. I think I had seen it 4 days after the fact. Brandon Strzok did a Facebook Live.
Wait, okay, so how is he? What's he doing? What's
well,
going
he
on?
Said in the live, I mean, I watched the whole thing. It was like 15 minutes long. And he basically said, I'm here because I want everybody to know that I'm okay, that I'm still doing things. You could tell that he was very much under the advisement of his lawyer team
right.
to not talk about any of the events that led to his arrest, to not talk about any of that at all. So you could tell that he was being careful about what he was saying, but he was also super reassuring to everybody that he's fine. He's got a great team behind him. He's hopeful. He's still doing things. You know, I mean, it was very encouraging-ish.
Okay.
For lack of a better word. So
I was glad
to see him. Yeah.
That's good. That's really good.
I was glad to see his happy little face.
That, yeah, it just kind of sucks what's going on with him.
Yeah.
It all sucks.
So that happened. And then also, okay, I told you about the Oprah, the trailer. God, that was so irritating.
I don't think
also,
you told
I'm
them.
Also, I'm going to watch it.
Did you tell? I don't think you told the people that, though.
Well,
I think you told me.
Okay, so I can't remember what the date of this Oprah interview that's going to happen with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, and
right.
and it's a tell-all, and there's no holds barred, and then she's cradling her belly, and they're talking. Prince Harry ultimately says the whole reason that we left the family is because I didn't want Meghan to end up like my mom, mm.
oh.
and so that's going to be the big revelation. And
oh,
then
because
she
it's like,
says
it's like cue the violins, right?
Right. Oh, and it mm-hmm. gets even worse because when they ask Meghan, when Oprah asks Meghan, you know, how was it when you were still part of the royal family? The word that she uses to describe it is unsurvivable.
Oh my God.
I mean, poor Meghan.
Like, what about
poor Meghan?
What about Kate? I feel like
right.
she's surviving all right. She's doing
yeah.
pretty good.
Yeah.
Feel like it's okay for her. What about everybody else that's in that family that's doing just fine?
I know.
Oh my God.
Well, and it's a huge slam on his brother. Like he, cause in it, he says stuff like, well, as a husband and a father, I had no choice but to remove us from the royal family. Meanwhile, his brother is doing just fine, doing all the things.
Right.
And he's basically slamming him for not being as much of a man.
He's basically saying you're a terrible husband and father if you don't make this decision. It's really crappy. It is really crappy. And I think he took the wimpy decision. I mean, he took the, I'm going to go ahead and his wife is the overdramatic one, right? And she's like, I want to do this because I want to have it all.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have everything, right? And so I want to have like the royal ties and I want to have LA and we're going to have everything. We're going to have Hollywood and that.
Yeah.
It's
and now
so
they
selfish.
Do.
And now they do. It's selfish. They took the selfish route.
Yeah. But then now they do. And they're going to try to play victim.
Right.
Which is just like,
it's so
shut your face.
It's so shitty.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's really, really crappy.
Open borders are inhumane and Joe Biden's immigration policies are already causing huge problems. I'm Sarah Carter. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show as I bring my experience and expert guests to discuss this crisis and more. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cuomo has apologized now that there has been a second accuser, 25-year-old, I don't know if she was like an executive assistant for him or some sort of something, some aide, came out and said, yeah, he was really skeevy to me too and asked about like having sex with an older man and like just really inappropriate things. So at first he was defiant and saying, you know, this is not true. I've never done anything inappropriate. But then he came out with a giant statement of apology that essentially said, I was just playing, you guys. I was just kidding around. It was fine. It's all fine. But now I know the error of my ways. Now I see and I won't do it again. But I was just playing. It was good-natured fun.
You know what? There was a tweet that came out from him a couple years ago, which is pretty interesting to me because you know how tweets just don't age very well.
Was it the Kavanaugh tweet?
Yeah.
He
actually tweeted. It was... Remember the lady that
Christine, needing a beverage?
I'm going to need some caffeine.
Christine Blasey Ford.
I'm going to need some caffeine
if it's available.
You remember her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when they were going through all that kind of stuff, Demand Justice tweeted, once again, the president has cruelly mocked and attacked a private citizen. This time it was the woman who credibly accused his Supreme Court nominee of sexual assault. Trump has a history of standing with abusive men. We stand with Christine.
He also said that Brett Kavanaugh should take a lie detector test.
Yeah, but wait, Andrew Cuomo, he responded to that tweet and he said, elected leaders have a responsibility to stand up for survivors of sexual abuse.
Oh.
Senate Republicans must hashtag believe survivors.
Okay.
He said that. He said that on, let's see, what was the date? That was in October of 2018 is when he said that. And so I'm like, well, I mean, I feel like that didn't age well. That didn't age very well.
No, it did not at all.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you believe survivors, then you should believe all survivors. Right, Democrats? Right,
Well,
Andrew
and if
Cuomo?
He thought Kavanaugh needed a lie detector test, then have at it.
Yeah.
So basically, in his apology, he was like, I never intended to offend anyone or cause any harm. I do on occasion tease people in what I think is a good-natured way. I do it in public and in private. You've seen me do it at briefings hundreds of times. I mean no offense and only attempt to add some levity and banter to what is a very serious business.
Interesting. So what Trump said in that trailer that one time wasn't teasing and wasn't playing around with another guy. Wasn't like just, you know,
and
locker
it was,
talk.
Yeah, it was with another guy.
It was with another guy.
Private.
So that wasn't locker talk. But what he did with a woman, what he said to a woman was teasing. Okay. All right. I'm trying
all
to understand.
All in good fun.
It's all in good fun. So it's because he's a Democrat and he gets a pass once again.
Right.
I mean, shut up. God, these people are insufferable with the double standards. I can't.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty pathetic. And then there was this, you know, a lot of people were calling for an independent investigation. And apparently, the way that New York is set up, the Attorney General, the New York AG, Letitia James, she isn't allowed to start the investigation until the governor gives her clearance to appoint someone. So it's super screwed up. So he said
he won't
first,
do it.
Well, he was going to, he is going to, but at first he was trying to say, okay, yes, you can go ahead and appoint somebody to lead the investigation, but only if you also have this one lady that I'm saying needs to be a part of it.
Oh my God.
And the AG was like, no, I'm not doing that. So you need to back up and go ahead and make the referral to me immediately and let me do my job the way that I see fit. So I think he's going to go ahead and let her do that. Although I don't know. And he may have just released this apology and thought, okay, that's enough. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. But you know what? It probably will be enough for Democrats. It will be. Because
I don't know.
Democrats.
There's a lot of pressure. Like even Circleback Psaki is saying, yeah, this is pretty serious. I mean, there's some people, some big Democrats that are coming out, and even Pelosi is saying, yeah, these allegations are credible. We need to, this needs to be under review.
Unbelievable.
I think they're just ready to be
done
with
him. But
yet
they weren't, but yet the sexual assault allegations weren't credible against Joe Biden.
Right. No, that was fine.
It's like they pick and choose, right? They pick and choose what's credible and what's not, and what women they're going to believe and what women they're not going to believe. They're a bunch of phony jerks is what they are.
It is. It's so, it's all a bunch of political, out of control.
Yeah, it's political bull crap.
Mm-hmm.
God, give me a break, Democrats. Either you believe all women or you don't.
Right. Exactly.
Period.
Exactly. Lady Gaga's got her dogs back.
Oh,
so
no. Dogs.
Oh my God, they're back.
Oh my God, the little dogs are back.
They were apparently like found by some lady who found them tied up to a pole. And so that lady is going to get $500,000 for finding them, I guess. And Lady Gaga is going to pay her dog walker's $100,000 medical bill. So that's nice of her.
Yeah, that's great. I hope he gets another job. Because I mean,
also,
at that point, I seriously be looking at her like, you don't give a crap about. I get my medical bills paid, and that broad gets half a mil,
right?
And you didn't care about me, and you cared more about your dogs.
Like, I know.
Bye. I'm gonna go work for George Clooney. Maybe he'll care more about me. Whatever. Yeah.
To leave you all with something just unbelievably ridiculous today. There is a little video from one of these people who self-identifies as like a jillion different things. There are words in this that I'm going to need you to help me unpack and untangle. But this gives you an idea of how insane the left is right now. Listen to this.
A white, transmasculine, femme, non-binary, temporarily, mostly able-bodied, neurodivergent, obsessive, compulsive, chronically ill, culturally Jewish, Unitarian Universalist, non-monogamous, demi-low-romantic, gray demi-bisexual, survivor of acute and complex trauma, millennial, and cat parent in mental health recovery. I am a...
That's her bio.
White, transmasculine, femme, non-binary, temporarily, mostly...
That's her bio.
And that's real. That's actually real.
Oh, yeah. She's like legit,
she's
saying all those things are who I am. Mm. Yeah. So that is the state of leftism now, is that they are, everything is a label. They cannot just be humans. They have to assign all these different categories so that they can put themselves on the ladder of oppression in any number of ways.
I was just going to say ladder of oppression and victimization. Did you notice how like so many of those are victimization labels? It's like, oh my God, I'm a victim. You guys feel sorry for me.
Yeah. Here are all the categories I fit into. So I am way up on this ladder.
Right.
And that, I think they also do that so that they can excuse any of their terrible behavior. Oh, well, I did that because of, look at all these victim statuses I currently hold. It's just ridiculous.
You know what we need to do?
Gross.
Bring mental institutions back.
I am down to clown with that idea.
For so many reasons. We just need to bring those places back.
I would very much like to do that.
Right.
All right. So that's it. I have to go and listen to all of the clips that I pulled for the show today because I don't remember what they all are.
Okay. I got to go do some work.
It
sounds like a lot of work. You guys bring it in.
Bring it in.
You know what? I feel like my arms look so bad next to Christy Noem now. Every time I bring my arms up, I'm like, oh, God.
Everybody's arms.
I got to work on that. Yeah.
I mean, you guys, if you have not seen it, go look at her. She looks amazing.
Damn, she looks good.
Wow.
None of us can compete with that. She's like my age.
It's not even fair. It's not fair.
It isn't. She needs to do like a, I was going to say she needs to do a video with the arm workout, but I'm never going to have arms like that. It's never going to happen.
But
it's
I still wouldn't happen. Mind knowing what her routine is, because damn.
Lord. I don't know. It's like, I think your routine is genetics, Mom.
That's probably right.
Yeah.
She looks okay. So good. All right, you guys have a fantastic Monday.
Have a great one.
Teachers unions are refusing to let schools open. Biden is going hard left, and the war continues on our culture and sanity. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast as we tackle the day's big news with conservative insights and lots of laughs. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.